Hi, I'm Cam Butler, and I'd like to invite you to join me and my psychedelic sidekick, Dr. Gonzo, on a musical exploration here on And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio Station 3CR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gonzo, and this one's Introduced By is a 60-minute program where we listen to tracks from an album introduced by the artist who made the album. Thanks for listening, and this one's Introduced By... Welcome back to And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, sneaking back to 3CR again for a dive into the expansive world of Cam Butler, a Melbourne mainstay who's been a vital part of our local sonic landscape for over 25 years. Whether you know him from the dark, driving rhythms of Silver Ray or his long-time collaboration with the late, legendary Ron Espino in The Superstitions, Cam has always been an artist who continues to explore new sounds. His latest work, World Forever, marks his 12th solo outing, and it might be just his most ambitious to date. It's a cinematic collision of worlds, a 28-piece string section, meeting the gritty, distorted textures of a rock ensemble. But perhaps the real star is the gargantuan roar of the Melbourne Town Hall Grand Organ, the largest in the Southern Hemisphere, which adds a deep, foreboding growl to Cam's trademark widescreen compositions. The result is something truly unique, a psychedelic journey that moves from gothic terror to vivid technicolor beauty. It's tonal, emotional, and deeply cinematic. To tell us more about the making of this epic project and the vision behind the sound, here is the man himself. Here is Cam Butler introducing World Forever.
Oh, thank you very much, Dr. Gonzo, for that really, really nice introduction. World Forever came about, I got a call from Miles Brown, who runs Heavy Machinery Records, which is affiliated with the City of Melbourne, and they have a program where they commission composers to write works for the Town Hall pipe organ. Yeah, he asked me to write a work for the organ, and this is a couple of years ago when I got the call, and we had a bit of a talk about it, and I wanted to have a sound that had a kind of a real emotional strength to it. The pipe organ itself is very grand and very big, but I wouldn't say it's a very romantic sound, so I wanted to get some strings to balance it out, and so the budget allowed us to get kind of fairly symphonic orchestra-sized string section for the recording. I played with my long-time musical companions, Andy Papadopoulos on bass and Mark Dawson on drums. So that's the rhythm section, and I played the guitar. And then we recorded a 28-piece string section, which was essentially violas and violins and any cellos or basses. That was a group. About half of those people that were on the actual record were able to play on the live concert at the Town Hall. So I did it with sort of basically like fuzz guitar and bass and drums and the big string section and the pipe organ. It was an incredible musical experience, like learning how to write for the pipe organ. I can't really play keyboards. Well, I can't play them very well anyway. And just learning how to, the right voicings to use and get the right textures so everything blended and created like the biggest sound that we could. We had to record the strings and the pipe organ and the band separately just because of the logistics of the whole thing. So we recorded the band first and then we recorded the strings and then finally we recorded the pipe organ at the beginning of last year. Yeah, it sounds like it, to my ears, it sounds like we're all in there together playing it live, but of course we weren't. But it's got a real live kind of vibe, this record. Well, I think so anyway. I wanted to make something that was really kind of positive, I suppose, without being cloying. And there's so much chaos going on, you know, on planet Earth at the moment. I wanted to have something that people could really draw some sort of strength from, or something. This is my aim, anyway. As I said, I didn't want it to be like sentimental or cloying, but I wanted to have that beautiful big sound that the organ in particular has. It's such an incredibly profound, moving sound. I wanted that to kind of permeate through the whole sound of the record. Okay, well, the first song is called Clear Infinity, and I wrote this to be the introduction. This is it. Okay, here we go. This is the whole experience beginning now. So it's got a very grand introduction, and then off it goes.
Thank you.
it's got a very kind of very simple kind of theme that I kind of allude to all the way through it. That leads into the next track, which is called Free Way. This is a melody that I had from quite a long time ago, actually. It was just sort of sitting around in my kind of vault, and I thought it would be perfect for the pipe organ to play. And this one starts off with this sort of slightly kind of mysterious organ theme, that which kind of grows and develops. And then it gets into this really great sort of grooving 6-4 sort of rhythm that I do a wild fuzz guitar solo on, an incredible organ kind of solo and stuff. It's very exciting. Hi, I'm Cam Butler and you're listening to And This One's Introduced By, where the artist introduces tracks from their album here on 3CR. Third track's The Warning, and this is a much more moody, mysterious track. And I really wanted to experiment on this track with using the organ more like a kind of a synthesizer or something, I suppose, using the strange overtones of just very low, dissonant semitones played together. And at the beginning, the organ is kind of playing these weird sort of drones and strange textures. And there's this really high sort of mysterious string line being played at the introduction of this song. Kind of a soundscape kind of on some of my sort of guitar, sort of distorted guitar, kind of tapping the neck and all that sort of stuff to create a kind of a texture behind it. And this sort of morphs into this big sort of pounding kind of middle section and then goes into this a mysterious outro. And all the way through this, there's a little sort of bass solo that sort of begins that middle section, and then we finish off still playing the same sort of bass solo that began the middle section. And the bass solo is actually playing sort of a little bit of the theme that we first heard when the song first started. The next song is "Haunted Ruins," and this is a solo, a piece for the organ, despite itself a solo pipe organ piece, which I really wanted to have something that really showcases the sound of the pipe organ. This piece is kind of based on the chords of track two of "Freeway," but slightly morphed and changed. And it's a giant crescendo and then a giant decrescendo. So it starts off from nothing, it's immense in the beginning and in the middle, I should say, and then comes down and fades out to nothing at the end. The next song is "Haunted Ruins," and this is a solo, a piece for the organ, despite itself a solo pipe organ piece, which I really wanted to have something that really showcases the sound of the pipe organ. This piece is kind of based on the chords of track two of "Freeway," but slightly morphed and changed, and it's a giant crescendo and then a giant decrescendo. So it starts off from nothing, it's immense in the beginning and in the middle, I should say, and then comes down and fades out to nothing at the end. When we did the performance at the Town Hall, Rhea, the organist, played this really, really superbly. She's a really brilliant pipe organ player, and it really came across really well, I thought. And then the last song is the title track of the album, "World Forever," and this has a kind of more of a romantic kind of theme that starts, and we go into kind of a weird sort of odd, there's a big key change in the middle and there's this weird odd sort of dark section, and then we open up into this big sort of kind of rock and roll kind of ending, and we finish on this grand huge D major chord on the pipe organ and the strings. The record, it goes for about 35 minutes. It's a whole collection of moods on there, and the pipe organ is such an incredible instrument. It can do so many textures, it can have so many different dynamic levels. It was a real incredible experience to be able to work with it. I'd love to be able to do it again, actually. Maybe not a project like this, but to work with a pipe organ again, because I'm very interested in the sound. Okay, thank you, Dr. Gonzo. That's it.
Thank you.
I played with Ron Espino in the Ron Espino and the Superstitions for about 15 years, and then Ron sadly passed away almost three years ago, and all the other guys in the Superstitions, we've all been longtime friends, and we've now formed a new group called the Evolutions, which is a high powered fuzz guitar synth driven instrumental group. So watch out, it'll be out there. We'll be out and about playing in the coming months.
I'm Cam Butler. Please support Community Radio 3CR. Get involved and find out more on the website at 3cr.org.au.
Thanks for listening to an episode of And This One's Introduced By. I'm Dr. Gonzo, and I'll be presenting another artist with another album next time on This One's Introduced By. Catch you next time. Thank you, Cam Butler, for the introductions to the songs on the World Forever album. Please support the artist and check out the album and many others on the Cam Butler Bandcamp page. To finish up, let's stay up late with a few grand organ songs. The first song is particularly apt. It's a song about an experiment termed World Contact Day, when in March 1953, members of an organisation known as the International Flying Saucer Bureau would attempt collectively to send out a telepathic message to visitors from outer space. Originally released by Canadian band Klaatu on their first album 347 EST in 1976, a year later the song was covered and released as a single by soft rock duo The Carpenters. Here is Klaatu with the song inspired by the message telepathically sent to visitors from outer space, calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
Contact with have ability to form and transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate, together that's the way to send the message. We declare world contact day.
Listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear? Hey, babe, I'm sorry. I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
A contact with you.
Green plastic watering can for a fake Chinese rubber plant and a fake plastic girl. What you bought from a rubber man. Time for the rubber plants to get rid of itself. it wears me out. It wears me out. It wears me out. And if I could be who you wanted, if I could be
silence to hear once more her footsteps down the shadowed corridor, frightened you're overdue. The darkest day goes on until it's blessed by you. Archangel rides in on the moon just to save me from this tomb. I'll cry the tears of time them all away. Outside my window, on silver trumpets children play. I stand here watching the dying of an ageless day. Dismiss young couples who go home to their knowing beds, and watch the rooftops where silent shadows slowly tread. Sleeping their dreamless sleep, they'll never know the secrets this room keeps. They'll wake when I'm born again. Carry me away. Archangel rides in on the moon just to save me from this tomb. I'll cry the tears of time all day till she wipes them all away.
We just heard three songs with an emphasis on the organ. Calling Occupants of Interplanetary Craft was the original version by Plateau. But I couldn't resist adding the DJ alien voices from the start of the Carpenters version to the end of Plateau's version of the song. Then we heard Johnny Greenwood playing an old Hammond organ that Paul McCartney had previously played during the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour. The track we heard was Fake Plastic Trees from the second Radiohead album, The Bends. Lastly, the Hammond B3 organ we just heard was from Archangel by Scott Walker, the B-side of Deadlier Than the Male, released in 1966. To end this selection of grand organ sounds, the song Louie Louie is a milestone of music. It's the ultimate garage band rocker. It's been covered over 2,000 times. The FBI launched a 30-month investigation of the song to uncover obscene words. They didn't find any. Written by Richard Berry in 1956, Frank Zappa understood the song's stature and played it live many times. This version is particularly noteworthy. It comes from the double album Uncle Meat by Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, released in 1969. Thanks for listening. Bye from Dr. Gonzo. Please come back next Wednesday night at 11 p.m. for another episode of And This One's Introduced By on Community Radio Station 3CR.
None other than the mighty and majestic Albert Hall pipe organ. You understand that you won't be able to hear the organ once we turn the amplifiers up. All right, Don. Whip it on him. I like it loud too, you know.
was heartbeat. Now trace the peace where I found. Those higher peers to this hand. Those higher peers to this was hard.